Baltimore, Marilyn Dennis, and Jamar. Wake up. I love this show.
Chum 104.5.
We have James on the line. James, where are you? What are you doing up right now?
Just up and around and doing some work.
What kind of work?
I deliver all the radiation and isotopes for all the patients out in the hospital's lab.
Wow. What time do you start your day?
I'm up at 3:30 every morning.
Wow.
Wow. So we can never, ever complain about our hours again because there is a James out there carting radioactive material on his back.
Absolutely.
Are you running around in a truck full of radioactive material right now?
Well, right now I'm delivering the isotopes, which are dosages made for the patient. Generators are delivered on other days, but right now all these isotopes are prepared by technicians, and then they're all time sensitive. So basically, I'm now on my way to 5 stops out in the West End, trying to get the stuff there before 7 o'clock.
Man, what an important job you have.
So the patients have it in time.
Yes, that's correct.
You're a very important person in the world.
Well, I don't know about that, but I just want to thank you guys for a morning show. You guys keep me going every morning. It's your entertainment, and laughter brings joy to the morning for me.
Thank you.
James, chum number one. Round of applause for him. Such an incredibly important job, too, by the way, let me say. And the good news is if he ever gets into a car accident and the radioactive material spills on him, he will become a superhero. He can't lose.
You know what makes me laugh about you? Let me tell you what makes me laugh about you. When we first started to talk to him, it's like you think he's got jetpacks on his back.
That's what I'm thinking.
That's everything is...
I mean, if you've got radioactive stuff, how else do you bring it around? You've got a jetpack.
There he goes. He's up in the sky. James. He is Super James. He does such great work.
One day the car crashed and the material just spilled all over him. And he became
King James.
Super James. Yeah, that's how it works. In any case.
Yeah.
Shout out to all the superheroes out there. James and the rest of us doing this early shift call work.
Yeah.
Let's see how open and honest people who listen to Chum are.
Haha.
So, what part of your appearance, like of your either your face or your body, do you worry about the most?
Hmm.
As to put it, as Tom put it just a couple minutes ago, when you're in the changing room, looking at that three-way mirror, what part is the most concerning?
What happened, Tom? Tell us what happened to you.
First time it happened to me, because I was only used to looking at myself dead on in the mirror. So I thought, okay, I look fine. And then I saw myself, my profile. I was heartbroken for months because I went, oh my God, that's what I look like from the side? No wonder.
Stop it. It's not that bad, Tom.
Thanks. Was it your tummy? Because it's my tummy.
No, it's just my face, my profile.
It's okay, your profile?
See, when I do those mirrors, you know, head on okay, bum looks okay, tummy. I always worry about my weight.
Really? Yeah.
It's the weight. It's like, okay, I'm up. Why are you up? What happened? Like, I only check in, like, today's my check-in day. Is it okay? I check in with my girlfriend in Ohio. It's not a great day for me today, even though I was very good all weekend. But it's when I look at the weight, it's the belly fat.
Well, being on TV, you're on under so much more scrutiny, right?
Yeah, how's that feel?
Terrible.
Every day.
Awful.
Every day you're like looking at yourself, forced to look at yourself.
So, you know.
Not that you have to force yourself. But.
No. But you catch yourself because I try not to look at the monitors because I'm trying to be in the moment. But you sometimes have to look at the floor director. And right there is the monitor. I go, whoa, sit up straight. Or a shirt will get caught and it takes it and wraps its little sweater around my tummy. That's why we have the chairs at an angle. In a lot of cases, and they shoot from a certain point of my stomach on the way up. That's why the chairs have that side.
Oh, that's a hack. The tummy hack. Yeah. I like that.
Yeah.
Angle the chair.
Wendy Williams is dead on. Like, she does it because she doesn't want you to see. She's got big boobs.
Yes.
You know, and she bought those, and they're that's what she loves. But when she sits down, she absolutely is head on because if you see any profile, it never looks good.
The pro, so she didn't like.
Unless you're 12.
So most people don't like their profile.
I don't think so. Mm-hmm. I think
people are all pretty hard on their profile. And the worst is when you are using your cell phone for something, you go to take a photo and the camera is flipped around to face you and you're holding it down and you look up at your neck.
It's just like, whoa.
Oh, boy. That is bleak.
For me, it's when I look tired, when I look in the camera and I just look, oh my gosh, what's wrong with this guy? Get him a bed. That's the thing that freaks me out the most.
So it's your face. It's
my
your
face, yeah. I'm always looking at my
face.
So
some people say teeth, some people say hair, some people say weight, some people say skin. They don't like the condition of their skin. And a lot of people worry about the clothing that they wear.
Yeah, like looking cool, basically. Looking in style.
Yeah, with Instagram, you know.
Instagram has ruined it. And it's going to sound weird, but you know, when you repeat clothing on Instagram, it's like a glaring. I did this weekend. So I had a sweatshirt on last weekend that I took a picture in. And then I just so happened to wear the sweatshirt again this past weekend.
Yeah.
And I took a picture. And if you look at my Instagram feed, it looks like I'm wearing one continuous outfit for a week. And I'm just like, no. I actually took it off and put on another one. I went home after wherever it was.
Yeah.
And like changed. I was like, I felt so stupid. I was like, this is dumb. It's my sweatshirt. Why do I even care what people think?
You know, you're so right. Because when I'm thinking about packing, like, we're going to do a shoot for the TV show. Mm. And I have to worry about, you know, the continuity. But also I have to worry about, did I wear that last year in Ireland?
Yeah.
Because it's one of my favorite things to wear when I'm out doing that kind of thing. And it's kind of like you got to change it up a little bit.
It shouldn't matter.
You have to live your life to be ready for a photo shoot now, which is a bit ridiculous.
That's a lot of pressure. It's like that we talked about the other day about women just having a baby.
Yeah.
And they do the hair and makeup team so that they look good on their, you know, I just had this baby an hour ago. Don't I look fabulous? It's why are we feeding into it?
But we all do it. It's not just people in the public eye. Yeah. It's people, just regular people on Instagram are using Instagram and going, okay, when did I wear this last? And then they're buying outfits to go around it.
Yeah.
They need to do one. You know how they do those stupid holidays every day? Like, it's like, oh, it's grilled cheese day or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
It needs to be repeat outfit day.
That could be once a week. I'd love it.
I'd do that three times a week.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah, I know. I hear you.
I'm down for repeat outfit day. Anybody else?
You know who's really good at it?
Who's that?
It's Kate Middleton. She started doing that for the royal family. I thought, good for you.
Repeating outfits?
Yes. Because she's Instagrammed all the
time. But when your outfit costs 10 grand, you wear it.
You should wear it again.
You should wear it a couple of times. An E-Talk Entertainment Update brought to you by IKEA. Good morning, Tracy Melcher.
Good morning, coming up on a Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
So Justin Bieber and Hailey Bieber, just last month, they bought a lavish estate in Beverly Hills. But JB and Hailey's new home already has an old familiar problem. A woman was arrested on the property surrounding the mansion on Sunday. Yeah, somehow the woman managed to get on the premises, and according to TMZ, that police apprehended her on the sidewalk, slapped cuffs on her, and apparently she was talking on the phone and told police that she lived there. So it's the second time in 3 weeks that cops arrested a woman for getting too close to the Biebs. Just last month in Laguna Beach, a woman got busted after barging into his hotel room. I know, it's frightening.
It's very frightening.
It's really scary.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so we had Biebs, now we're going to Britney.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you know what? Is Britney ready to retire at age 37? So gossip guru, Rob Shooter, he's talking about the fact, you know, we know that Britney has admitted herself to get some treatment to take care of her mental health. And Rob is saying that Britney's only job right now is to get treatment and that she's going to do whatever it takes to get well. And if that means walking away from performing, then so be it. So we know that she postponed her Las Vegas residency because of her father's health.
Yes.
And she may cancel the gigs entirely and that she's going to forfeit upwards of $50 million. But you know what?
Yeah.
Money? What's money when you're not happy and healthy?
Right.
Yeah.
What's money?
It's mental health being the most important thing. But her backup really is her dad. I mean, her dad, and he's not well.
He's not well.
No. Oh, my gosh.
I know.
I'm glad she's getting some assistance.
Me too. And I'm glad she made the decision to take some time to look after everything.
And I got to think there's got to be some other low maintenance things that Britney could do, you know, to keep busy and make money if she wants to, besides performing.
Right? Absolutely.
I mean, look at Jessica Simpson with like the shoe line and stuff
and
like that.
And the clothing line.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
She could do other things.
Yes, and also she's a mom.
Right.
You know, maybe she just wants to spend some time with the boys.
Right.
Bebe Rexha, so our third B in the E-Talk update, she revealed that she's dealing with bipolar disorder. Mm. She
had a series of tweets on Monday, and she first one was like, "I'm bipolar and I'm not ashamed anymore. That is all." And she put in brackets, "crying my eyes out." And in another tweet, she alluded to new music, which she says is going to be her most personal to date, because she says it's going to be her favorite album because she's not holding anything back.
Okay.
There is some amazing strength and truth and freeness when you just put it all on the table.
You do. Thanks, Tracy. We'll
Thank
see you.
You
tonight on CTV, 7 o'clock.
Have a great day.
That was E-Talk Entertainment Update, brought to you by IKEA. Liven up your living room with IKEA's Springtime Spree. Get up to 25% off select sofas and armchairs from April 15th to the 29th. Visit IKEA for details. Who do you have a crush on, even though in your relationship, if you win these 6.99 seats, don't take them to the game? Going to be on camera.
Wow.
But it's a totally natural thing.
Yeah.
And now researchers saying that it's just human nature to, even if you're in a committed relationship, marriage, long-term partner, you are occasionally going to see someone and you're going to get that little funny feeling, that little butterfly in your stomach where you have a slight crush on that person.
Like the married guy someone talks to on the bus every morning.
Hi. Oh.
Hello, married guy talking. Maybe he doesn't know it, but she's kind of like, I'm going to get up early. I don't want to miss that route because that guy is going to be there and we always have a great talk.
You know, I had a little kindergarten kitty girlfriend and me and her are friends on Instagram. Every time I see her face and it'll pop up in my newsfeed, I'm going, that's cute.
Yeah.
Amy, there she is.
There she is.
You know, you can't help just liking what you like.
Exactly.
Doesn't mean you're going to jump into bed with a person, but it is totally human to acknowledge that, hey, there is a slight crush.
Right. I have a crush on a girl that works at the Starbucks on Dundas near Royal York. Yeah, I bet you do.
Uh-huh.
That little barista. Married for 10 years to a monogamous guy.
Mm-hmm. So, hey, hi, Rachel.
Hello.
That's the danger zone right now. So you're in a relationship.
Married for like 17 years.
But still crushing on the ex-boyfriend, huh?
I am. You know what? Recently, we went through some renovations, and I have a keepsake box of all sort of high school memorabilia, and came across some of these letters, and I'm reading them, and I'm thinking, oh, my God, I was so mean to him, and, you know, and you look at photos, and then, of course, then I, you know, went on social media.
Yeah, social media will do it.
All
right, listen.
What's he doing now?
Well, I found out that he does work in finance and that he's married and he's got two kids.
Good.
Yeah, so that's great. I don't recognize his wife, so obviously he must have met her, you know, long after me.
Okay, Rachel.
This is a deep dive.
Rachel, there is a big, thick line. Let's not cross it, okay? We're going to stay on this side of the line.
Okay, let me ask you this. So you looked at the wife's face.
Yeah.
Did you think he could have done better?
Come on,
Rachel.
You know what? This is like 20 years ago that we
Rachel, you're not answering the question. Do you think he could have done better?
Did he upgrade or downgrade?
They make a nice couple.
She's so classy. Hey, Rachel, good on you for admitting that. Now, take that energy to your husband, please.
Yeah. You know what? If you've been through a renovation with a spouse, let's just say I'd like to move out at the moment.
Oh, stop.
No, I get it.
Right, Marilyn? It is stressful.
It's very stressful. But listen, we so appreciate your phone call and your honesty. I think you're still playing it safe a little bit. But anyway, thank you for letting us know.
Thank you. You guys, honestly, you make my long drive to work in the mornings like so much fun. So thank you so much.
Thank you so much. We appreciate just hearing you say that.
Thanks,
you.
Rachel.
Really appreciate you.
I'm going to give you two new words I learned.
Okay.
And then you guys tell me what you think of them. A little bit of vintage music, though, Tom, if you've got
some vintage music.
A little bit
of
the Hinterlands hoo-hoo.
Oh, okay.
Do you have that? Because I think I have to set the tone and the pace. It's like we're going to nature.
Okay. Wow. My blood pressure just went down a couple notches. That's great.
Can I just say the word growler?
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 Or prisley?
Prisley?
What do you think that is?
Growler.
Growler? Growler? Or prisley?
A growler. I don't even know.
Growler, I instantly think of the giant jug you hold beer in.
Okay.
That's a growler, so it's close.
Growler. And what about a prisley?
Prisley seems like it's an adorable bird. Ooh, I think it's cute.
A growler. Why am I immediately thinking about...
It's a hybrid, guys. It's a grizzly bear with a polar bear. And
really?
They're mating.
No,
oh, yes, they are.
Wait, grizzly bears and polar bears?
Uh-huh. Seems to be. In Nunavut the other day, the one had died because I don't know why someone was hunting them. I'm not sure. I don't want to go down that road. But they, when the scientists looked at it, they went, wait a minute, this is a hybrid. And it was a polar bear and a grizzly. And because of climate change, the grizzly guys are going up north to get some action. And the girls are going down south to get away from the grizzlies because they're hungry for love.
And they're making...
So we're getting prizzlies.
They're making growlers. Growler bears. I just Googled this.
Yeah.
Interesting coat they have. Interesting coat.
Is that what does it look like? What does the coat look like?
It's kind of brown and...
It is. It's kind of... It's brown around the bottom, but a little more white around the top. And they kind of have the long snout that you'd associate with a grizzly bear, but they have a polar bear look to them.
So let me tell you something. So they're saying... So scientists are saying, okay, this happened. We found this bear. We're going to study this bear. But because of climate change, and yes, it does exist, will there be more hybrids? So would you eventually, if this becomes a thing, is it a growler or a prizzly?
A growler or a prizzly?
Growler.
I like growler.
Prizzly. Yeah. Prizzly bear. Ooh, prizzly bear. That doesn't sound scary.
Well, every time I say prizzly bear, I say prizzly bear, I put sunglasses and like big chops on the side. It goes, you ain't nothing but a growler. Not a Presley bear. It's a prizzly bear.
Yeah.
A growler bear. And then I was thinking like, is it someone who is a Foo Fighters fan?
Oh, like a Dave Grohl. I got you.
Oh, that's what I was thinking.
But don't you find that fascinating? Anyway,
is fascinating.
I want you to know I learned that yesterday as I was at the doctor's office reading Chatelaine magazine.
Honestly, these bears are so cute. It is like one of nature's cruelest jokes that bears are this cute and so vicious. Mm-hmm. I'm just looking at them now going, I love this growler bear, pizzly, whatever it is. Uh-huh. I love it.
Knock your head off in one swing, though.
Prizzly.
There you go. You learned something new today.
Wow.
Uh-huh.
The bears are mating.
The bears are going up north.
That's actually not good news, though.
Checking out the chicks up north.
Yeah. Well, every now and then you go on spring break and you see some other species. You're like, whoa.
Yay, these are.
It is what it is. We hope we can get through that.
All right.
Maybe it's just the natural course of things.
Well, our hearts just go out to our friends over in Paris. Boy, that city has been through a lot, and yesterday was no different. A devastating fire took over the Notre Dame Cathedral. It's still trending news this morning, front page news of many newspapers and magazines all over the world. It took hours to contain this massive blaze, and we still don't know the exact cause. The roof and spire of the cathedral did collapse, but officials say the main bell towers were saved, many of the artifacts in the cathedral were saved, and they are very thankful that it wasn't completely lost. So that's something to be thankful for today.
100%.
Yeah. You know, I just want to mention that, I'm not French, obviously, but there are not too many landmarks that have transcended culture, literature, religion, all at the same time.
Wars,
you know what I mean? It's kind of significant. I mean, Hunchback of Notre Dame, that's an epic literary piece.
I saw a lot of people commenting that, you know, the one thing we can say is that this cathedral has survived centuries, so it will survive this. Absolutely. So a lot of questions being asked today, though, are did traffic play a role? Traffic in Paris is just terrible, and it can be really difficult for emergency vehicles to quickly make it to the scene of a fire. Mm. And it took so many hours to contain this blaze. One firefighter was seriously injured, so they're talking about that a little bit today. Now, the focus will be to rebuild the cathedral together. That was the words from French President Emmanuel Macron and a French billionaire named François-Henri Pinault, a.k.a. Mr. Salma Hayek. He's married to Salma Hayek. He is the chairman of an international luxury group that owns brands like Gucci and Yves Saint Laurent. He's already come forward to pledge $151 million to go towards the rebuilding efforts. And Marilyn, as you mentioned last trending, when you see places where you have these monuments that have fallen into disrepair in Italy and stuff, sometimes...
Saw that in Florence, yeah.
Yeah, sometimes wealthy private citizens do cough up some money to help them rebuild.
That's correct.
And they get written into the book of history for eternity.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Leafs fans in Toronto are celebrating today following last night's 3-2 win over Boston. We needed this win. I know everyone felt that way after Saturday night's loss and the news that Nazem Kadri would be out for the rest of the series against Boston. So Mitch Marner, he's trending today. He's the hometown hero once again. Listen to Joe Bowen on TSN 1050 call the frantic last few seconds of last night's game.
Pasternak shot, stop, block, two blocks made by Marner. What a play! Holy mackerel! The Leafs little guy is a hero right there.
I love that. I don't know how he feels about being called the Leafs little guy. I know compared to some players, he is smaller. But we had the chance to meet him last summer.
Yes.
He's not that small in person. Oh, Tom's shaking his head around.
He wasn't that much bigger than me, and everybody's bigger than me. So
okay, I'll have to go back to my photo evidence and see a size comparison. So they play again tomorrow night, and the Raptors, of course, play tonight. That game starts at 8 p.m. at Scotiabank Arena. There'll be another tailgating party happening beforehand.
That's how you say it after you've been to a game. I went to the tailgating
party.
Good tailgate.
Really good, guys.
There you go.
If you're just tuning in, we learned a lot this morning, including... we learned a whole lot, especially if you're in a relationship. We learned that having a crush on somebody else while you're in a relationship is completely fine.
Yep.
It's normal. It's the human mind. It's how it works. When we see things we like a car or a purse or a pair of shoes or a person, you might just like it. And it's okay. As long as you don't...
act on it.
Yeah, breach the walls of the relationship and act on it.
Right.
Don't do that. But... you're allowed to have a crush while you're still in a committed relationship. Mm-hmm. So when I do see Rihanna on TV every now and then, I can say what I want to myself.
Uh-huh.
As long as nobody else is in the room with me.
I think that's why celebrity crushes are cathartic. We had so many people write in with their celebrity crushes, and because it feels like kind of a harmless internal flirtation.
Yes.
Okay, so let's talk about this. Let's talk about some of these texts.
Yes, we've gotten quite a few incredible texts from all of our listeners today. One person said, I have a cute quote my brother-in-law always said to my sister that I thought you would appreciate with this topic. It doesn't matter who pumps the tires as long as I ride the bike.
Tom, you got one?
Well, I got a call from someone who says, it doesn't matter where you get your appetite as long as you eat at home.
Oh,
okay.
You can look at the menu, but don't order from it.
Oh, yes.
That's another one.
I see.
But you know what? It's really interesting because we had somebody earlier talk about they know that their husband has a crush on somebody, an ex-coworker.
Mm-hmm.
Tom, continue on. And that she's got the password to what?
Oh, she's got her husband's Facebook password. So she's keeping track of all these messages back and forth. Mm-hmm. And they clearly have a crush on each other. But I don't think she's spotted anything untoward.
Okay.
Yet.
However,
uh-huh.
Now she wants to get his texting password on his phone.
It's escalating.
Because there's stuff there. And she
stuff there.
What did she say? Like, I honestly, it doesn't bother me that much. So
yes, it does.
I'm wondering if maybe she's thinking of someone else too. That's just my thought.
Oh, if it's not bothering you that much, you're if either it's not to put on a brave face you're not being honest with yourself, or you got somebody else.
I see what's happening here. Psychologist Tom has entered
There's
the building.
There's a little bit of an emotional disconnect is what I'm sensing.
Oh.
Yeah, it doesn't bother her. Until she sees the Airbnb reservations. I'm joking. I hope that does not happen.
Do not put that into the universe.
No, I do not want to put
that into the universe. We've asked her to keep in touch. Let us know.
Okay, let us know how that
turns out. I just want to say something, a woman of experience that I am.
Uh-oh.
If you even sense that there's something happening, women, I can't speak for men, then there is something happening.
Okay.
9 times out of 10.
Do you ever even get that spidey sense of like watching your significant other talk to somebody from like across the restaurant?
Can I speak for men?
Yeah.
Yeah. And when you do, head to the gym, start lifting some weights because you got to go to town.
You mean like you feel like someone's making a make on your husband? Kind
Not
of thing?
Like making a make, but you're going, okay, they're both just lingering on this conversation a little too long.
Yep.
He's not your friend. I said it 10 times to her. That's not your friend. I was right.
Uh-huh.
Not your friend.
Okay.
Maybe they're friends now.
I love the fact that you brought that up because we women always think we're the ones being attacked.
No.
All right.
We're humans.
Yeah. Hey, thanks for your text this morning and phone calls, everybody. It really resonated with all of you today. We didn't know where this was going to go, and it went way beyond our expectations, which is great.
Hey, get up. Don't hit snooze anymore. Marilyn Dennis and Jamar. Wake up. I love this show.
Chum 104.5.